from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Live from Yankee Stadium at the Hard Rock Cafe, it is Evan and Tiki getting you set for the second installment of the Subway Series between the New York Yankees and the New York Mets. We got a lot of football to get to today, including the New York Jets already facing drama, as you just heard in the update. Look, I'm not a negative guy. I don't even think I'm a positive guy. I'm just a guy, Tiki. But as I sit here with you today at 2:01 on July 23rd, 2024, I've got good news for half the audience. I've got bad news for half the audience.
What's that? Somebody's winning? Somebody's losing?
I think the New York Yankees are going to kick the Mets' ass for the next 2 days.
Come on.
I do not feel good about this Subway
Series. You're making everybody in here feel good.
Well, listen, I'm not here to make Yankee fans feel better. I'm here to call it like it is. And I will give you a myriad of reasons, and I hope I'm wrong. I'm a Met fan. I am who I am. But I will give you a myriad of reasons why I feel sick about these two games that are about to take place at Yankee Stadium. And you could tell me, hey, that's a great point, Evan. Or, Evan, you're a jackass. You want to play?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear it.
Step number one.
Mm-hmm.
Step number one. I don't like the way the Mets are playing coming out of the All-Star break. They're 2 for their last, 30 with runners in scoring position.
Yes, been bad.
You agree with that?
I do agree with that. But they had to win a game last night, and they won a game last night.
I am thrilled.
So you have to give them credit where credit is due.
Of course. I'm thrilled Francisco Lindor went deep twice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thrilled that Jose Buto and Phil Maton and Edwin Diaz held on for dear life. I'm thrilled that David Peterson got through 5 innings. It doesn't change the fact that the Mets' strength is their offense, and coming out of the All-Star break, they have not been able to get the big hit. So, number one, I don't feel good about the fact that they haven't played that great coming out of the break against one of the worst teams in baseball.
Yeah, the only thing that you get, I will counter that with, Evan, is that this has been them all year long. It's like you came out of the All-Star break and expect them to be different than what we've seen all season long.
Well, they've been better with clutch hitting until this week. 2 for 30? They're lucky as hell they got the split against Miami. That's number one. Number two, and you can say I'm making an excuse. I'm not making an excuse. I'm going to give you facts. And you're the athlete, so you can tell me if this matters or not. The Mets were on the tarmac all night last night in South Florida. They didn't land in New York until 5 a.m. And one thing I know about the Mets, while they don't mean to make excuses, they make excuses.
No, this will be an excuse. Don't worry.
This is an excuse already.
Yeah, that sucks. That one sucks.
Yes,
because lack of sleep is something that is truly undermining to performance. It messes your mind up. Even though you think you're rested, even though you go home and take a nap and you tell yourself that you've slept enough, you have not. It's just like when all of us have been to the West Coast and had to come back on a red eye. Oh, we'll take the red eye. You'll sleep on the red eye. You'll be fine. Instead, it's like 3.5 hours max of sleep that you get.
Yep.
You get here, you feel awake. You feel like, hey, it's just Monday morning. I'm fine. But at some point, that clobber of a hammer comes and hits you and knocks you back down, and you realize I have not slept enough.
Except with Tiki Barber, because last year, and this was a private conversation we never revealed to you, but I'll reveal to you now, When Tiki came back after broadcasting an NFL game on the West Coast.
Yeah, I think it was the Rams.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
He comes back on a red eye, does the show because you're a professional, and Loogie, Sean, and I had a private meeting, and we said, that Tiki Barber was on fire today.
Because that's fake energy.
Is that it?
That's the John Gruden, you know, the John Gruden enthusiasm grind. Right. You guys heard this one? Yeah. Gentlemen, today I need some genuine enthusiasm. Yeah. If you don't got it, effing fake it. That was a faking of enthusiasm.
Well, you faked it better than any woman I've ever been with. I'll tell you right now. Hell of a job on you. All right, are we up to number three now? Number three, okay? And you're not going to like this.
All right, let's hear it.
I got a big problem with Luis Severino. I got a
same one from yesterday?
Yes. I don't like the fact, and we all know the Yankees offense. Yes, it's led by two historical bats. They've got two guys in this lineup, and Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, that are all-time great hitters, that are legitimate MVP candidates, and they are great. It's not just two good hitters, it's two great hitters.
Yes.
The rest of this lineup, and we'll obviously delve into it a lot throughout the day, leave a lot to be desired. So what Luis Severino said the other day when he talked a little trash at the Yankees by saying, I'm not afraid of them. I don't duck them. They only have two good bats. No one's saying he's lying, but I don't like a player trash-talking another team when you don't even get the opportunity to face that team. It's not like Severino's on the mound tonight where I could say, you know what, Sevy, go back it up. He's putting Jose Quintana on the mound tonight, Sean Manaea on the mound tomorrow. And I know you told me the other day, these guys don't need extra motivation. Dude.
They shouldn't need extra motivation.
But it exists.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I think you're taking this so seriously.
I am.
Are athletes not allowed to have relationships with guys on other teams and be jovial and joking and moments? That's what this was. That's all this was. And I don't know why Luis Severino decided to share that with the world and with us and ultimately with the Yankees, because I think Juan Soto was the only one that publicly addressed it as if he was upset about it. But they're just joking, right? This is what happens in competition. I've had these conversations with Brian Dawkins and Jeremiah Trotter so many times. In fact, there was one time when he tackled me, and he's on the ground tickling me. Right? I'm like, what are you doing, bro? He's like, I'm trying to take you out of your game. Right? He's joking, obviously. And once you get back up and you play the next play, he's still trying to take my head off. But it's not like I was extra motivated because he was messing with me under a pile.
You know what's different about that?
What's that?
What's different about that is that's private. So when Luis Severino texts something privately, it doesn't embarrass the Yankees publicly. When you make a comment publicly, again, we all know it's true about the Yankee offense. I understand that. That's not even the point. In which you're putting down 7/9 of the batting order, and now it's public, and it's in the Daily News, and it's in the Post, and it's on social media, and it's on WFAN, you're embarrassed.
Yes.
If you're DJ LeMahieu, you're embarrassed.
Maybe, but you don't want to be embarrassed? Be better.
Well, but that's the point. There's an extra motivation to be better, and I don't like the fact that Sevy doesn't even have the opportunity to back it up himself. It's, you know what it also is, and I'm not big on this, but Ingo was more than I was. I don't like the karma of it. I really don't. You beat this team twice. The Mets did a great job a few weeks ago at Citi Field. They're a tough team to beat four times in a row, which the Mets are going to try to do. I don't like the karma of a guy who isn't even facing the Yankees opening up his mouth, and that's point number four. And I know you're not going to like this one either.
Go ahead.
When?
I got something to say on point number three, but go to four first.
Okay. When do the New York Mets ever sweep the New York Yankees? When the hell does that happen?
Oh, this is because this is the law of averages thing.
It never happens.
This is what you're getting at. This is it. The history tells us that this has never happened. Actually, I can make my point on three and four because they coincide.
Go ahead.
You think that it matters. You think that history matters.
Yes.
You think that karma, back to point three, matters.
Sometimes.
It doesn't matter. You know what matters?
What?
Playing well. You know what matters? Luis Gil having a hell of an outing. You know what matters? Quintana having a hell of an outing. That's what matters. All this other stuff that we want to talk about and create and put narratives around the performance doesn't do anything to what these guys have to do on the field. And if they play well, they'll win. If they don't, they don't. That's as simple as it is. Now, it's a talking point for all of us. It makes it sound, grand and profound that Luis Severino says something that pisses somebody off.
He shouldn't have said it.
It doesn't matter, because what matters is performance and being able to perform in moments. The Mets haven't done it consistently for a lot of this year. They have done it consistently for the last 2 months. The Yankees haven't done it consistently for the last 2 months, but they've done it for a lot of this year. It's going to come down to performance. All of this narrative kind of means nothing. It's just talking points, because I don't think that these guys are extra motivated by something that appeared in the Post or something that Luis Severino said. I think they're motivated because it's their job, right? And ultimately, that's how I have to look at athletes. Do your job. Forget the noise that's surrounding everything. Do your job.
Well, I'll give you your performance point with this. And this is another reason why, as a Met fan, I don't feel good about these two games. And if you're a Yankee fan listening to my voice, you're probably either thinking I'm trying to jinx you, which is BS, or you're like, yeah, you tell them. Here's the other thing. You want to talk about performance?
Go ahead.
Let's talk about performance. I'll give you a Yankee and I'll give you a Met. Let's start with Luis Gil. Luis Gil, to his credit, has turned his season around. He has.
In his last
two starts,
yes.
He has been reminiscent of the guy that we were just going nuts over and drooling over back in April and May. There was a fear. Hey, maybe the innings are getting to him. Maybe Luis Gil is tiring. Maybe there are other factors that are leading to Luis Gil beginning to struggle. Well, Luis Gil, over his last two starts, has started to remind you of what he was to begin this season. In his last start against the Baltimore Orioles, now granted it was almost a week ago, he went out and threw six brilliant innings. In his start before that against the Boston Red Sox, he pitched into the seventh inning and only allowed one run. So Luis Gil has bounced back from the Baltimore debacle, from what the Mets did to him back in late June, from his mediocrity against Cincinnati. He's responded with back-to-back good starts. So I look at Luis Gil, now I speak as an IBO, and say, hey, I think he's figured it out. Now I'll give you another thing on the Mets side that worries me. And you know what? Yes, I'm the one that's going to say it. I'm the one, as a fanboy, as a homer, as a stan, who's going to call it out. Because it was concerning last night. There was something about Pete Alonso last night and what Keith Hernandez said about it that made me say, I'm worried. Pete Alonso, and we've all admitted this, has had a statistical year that's very okay.
Yeah.
That's the way I'd phrase it. It's been okay.
Yeah.
He's got more doubles this year than last year, but his OPS is down, his power's down, his average is up. We all get it. But Pete Alonso, for whatever reason, can't explain it, has a different player with guys on base versus when there's nobody on. And we've all known it, but maybe we haven't spent that much time talking about it, but it's been out there. Last night, in the Met victory against the Marlins, he comes up in the first inning in a big spot. First and third, nobody out. And I'm saying to my young son, Spencey, who's watching the game with me, I said, Spence, you love Pete Alonso? He's like, yeah, dad, I love Pete Alonso, Pete Alonso. I said, Pete Alonso better drive a run in, or dad's going to criticize him to you, and you're not going to like this, Spencey. And he's like, Pete Alonso home run, Pete Alonso home run. I said, okay, we'll see. And Pete Alonso proceeded to ground into a double play.
Of course.
Very concerning.
Of course, because you were talking about it.
I was talking about it.
You jinxed it.
I jinxed it. He comes up two innings later, and on the first pitch, this is going to sound small, but it's big, smokes a base hit to right field. And Keith Hernandez, a former player, a guy who I am now dear friends with because he gave me one of his scorecards autographed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Brought it up and said, this is mental, folks. This is mental. You know when you're an RBI producer
yep.
that you're not driving runs in. He comes up with nobody on base. I can't say it's not a major spot because you still need base runners. So mm-hmm. I'm not telling you that him getting a base hit to lead off an inning doesn't matter. Of course it matters. But there's something going on there. And for Keith Hernandez, who, let me tell you something about Keith Hernandez as a Met fan and viewer and listener to his, he is a big Pete Alonso guy.
Yeah.
And he always has been. He has always been a big Pete guy. And for him on his own to call out something that maybe we thought about, but maybe, you know, who are we? We're just fans. How do we know what he's thinking about? For a former player who played the same position in the same town to say, hey, Gare, this is mental. I'm concerned about Pete. As he walks into Yankee Stadium tonight, it's still going
to
be mental.
It's surprising to me. I think you're probably right, Ev, so I'm not going to combat you on this. But it's surprising to me that someone like Pete, who doesn't come off as emotional, he doesn't come off as someone who's very high or very low depending on performance. He always feels the same. Kind of like Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge, he just always kind of feels the same. Same approach, got the same cock back stance, whatever it is. He just feels the same. But I think you're right, it is mental. The question is, how do you pull him out of that? Right? How do you make him stop thinking in moments where he's under pressure? How do you get him to just relax and play baseball? And I don't want to put it on this, but I mean, we've talked about this with Gleyber Torres. We've talked about it with so many other guys when they have these contract seasons. You just overthink those big moments, those opportunistic moments. You overthink it as opposed to just playing baseball. And so to me, it's almost as simple as just having that conversation with him. And I wonder if that conversation has been had with Pete Alonso. Stop thinking.
Yeah.
Right? Just do.
My gut on this tells me he just needs a moment. He just needs that moment. And maybe if I'm lucky as a Met fan, it happens tonight at Yankee Stadium. Because whether you want to diminish Mets, Yankees or not, it's still a big deal. Okay? And it still matters. And there's 45,000 people in the ballpark tonight. And trust me, maybe more so for the Mets than the Yankees. And that's fine if you want to play that game. These games are a big deal. How often, ask yourself this, are the New York Mets playing in front of 45,000 people? And the answer is never. I'm not even kidding you. The answer is never.
Well, they did when they had the previous Subway Series.
Right.
and the Hello Kitty Day.
Yes, the Hello Kitty Day.
Those are the exceptions.
Right.
So my gut to answer this, because here's the frustrating thing about Pete Alonso. His numbers this year in those quote-unquote big spots, they're irrefutable. Like, they are what they are. And if you watch them, you know. Even without the numbers, he has not had a clutch season. And so if it is a mental thing where as soon as there are guys on base, Pete comes up small, my only answer is he just needs the one moment.
Hmm.
And tell me if I'm crazy here,
yeah.
But hypothetically, if he came up tonight at Yankee Stadium, down 5-4, bases loaded, two out, and obviously me and most other Met fans, except for Positive Tommy, are all assuming Pete's going to strike out, and he bombs one over the left field fence, maybe that's a moment that relaxes him. So my answer to, okay, I agree with you, Evan. There's an issue. How do you get out of it? I think the only way out of it is for him to just have that relaxing big moment.
Yeah, but you know how the cliche goes. You are what you repeatedly do. And so he hasn't done this consistently this year. Maybe in previous seasons he has been great with runners in scoring position, but this year he's not. And to me, it comes back to the same pressure moments that we're talking about because of what's at stake. And he hears this. He knows the conversation that's going on around him regarding his impending free agency and whether or not he's going to get that massive deal that Scott Boras promised him or whether he's going to have to settle for a qualifying offer or whatever it is. Like, it's hard to, like, disassociate yourself from your life, like your future. It's right in front of you. All you got to do is perform. That's hard sometimes, especially when you're constantly reminded about it. I don't know if Pete's a RSS watcher, right? He follows his feed. right? He gets pushed his feet. Everything that's about him pops up, and he reads it, and he gets motivated by it.
What's an RSS watcher?
It's like a feed. Like, there's an RSS feed. And I don't know if they have
cumulative stories or things written.
Right, basically anything that mentions your name, you can search.
Oh,
I can do it for you. I can do it for anybody.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, Craig used to do that to himself all the time.
Right, exactly. So okay. I don't know if Pete Alonso does that.
Right.
And I hope he does it.
I hope
because
not.
There's just a lot of stuff that's written about him. Some of it's positive. Some of it, a lot of it's negative this year because of the contract situation. But if you're constantly like basing your performance or preparation for performing on what people are saying, you're dead in the water.
No, I get that. Yeah.
And he can't, and I'm not saying he's doing that, but it feels like that.
He can't pull the bear to read all that, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, Jesus. I got to deal with this guy for 4.5 hours. The worst part about being the negative guy today going into the Subway Series is despite how negative Sean's been about the Yankees, I just know the sight of the Mets is giving you muscles. It's called Met muscles.
Oh, it is.
You're the kind of Yankee fan that hates the team all year,
right,
but when the Mets come to town, he's on Mets steroids.
How can Sean have Met muscles when they just got swept the last time they played?
Great question, Tiki. If this series happened immediately after that one, I wouldn't have the Met muscles. The Yankees scored 10 runs yesterday, and they just got 3 hours sleep. I got Met muscles today.
We'll get into all that. And how you feeling, Met and Yankee fans? I, as a Met fan, and I haven't been negative all season. This hasn't been something I have felt. But over these two games at Yankee Stadium, I don't think this is going to go well. How is the Met fan feeling? How is the Yankee fan feeling coming off of a nice, impressive, easy victory against the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday? The toll-free number is 888-808-1019. Did I get that right? Because I actually don't have it written down.
That is correct.
Look at
nailed it.
I'm on fire.
I mean, you know what station we're on, right?
That is 660. Oh, and 1019. That's right.
That's all you got to remember. Everything else is just a bunch of eights and a zero thrown in
there.
That's
a great point. So the toll-free number, if you don't remember
it. So he got it right, so he's not what he cumulatively usually does, whatever he said that saying was.
Right.
You
continually.
Continually do. You know that old saying.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Forget it. He just said it.
Confused the crap out of me today. I don't know. I've been in the Bronx for 6 hours. I don't know what the hell's going on.
It's actually repeatedly.
Repeatedly do this.
Repeatedly. Right. Whatever.
Therefore, success is a habit.
It's a habit. Not,
okay.
Not for him reading the number.
I know. 888-808-1019. We'll hear from the Yankee fans. We'll hear from the Met fans. We got a lot of football to get to today, including how concerned Jet fans should be about Hassan Reddick not showing up, the future of an 18-game season. And Aaron Boone tried to make a football analogy. We'll have Tiki decide if it was an accurate one or a crappy one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.